The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
I want to talk to Councillor Dara Moriarty, Labour Councillor in Dublin, about flags and the tricolour and the proliferation of same, Dara, in certain parts of the capital. So explain to me what the issue is here before we talk about kind of what might be done about it or what Dublin City Council might do about it. Because people might kind of think this is echoes of a similar story that's been kind of rumbling away in the UK for a little while. What's going on?
Thanks very much, Kieran, for having us on. Yeah, so look, I suppose in recent months, particularly over the summer period, there has been a proliferation of the tricolour across some of our communities in Dublin. I first became aware of it in the sort of Ballymun-Finglas area, and then it started to creep into the north inner city, and then it's now in my area, which I represent, which is the south inner city. And I suppose it's been creeping around our city and becoming more present. And I think what's notable about the flags is not the fact that people are pulling up tricolours. You know, they're not looking, in my view, to celebrate our country. They are very much looking to put up these flags to mark territory, in my view. And they're putting up the flags to intimidate and harass people who aren't Irish, but who do live in this country. And I think that's the sort of tactic that has been deployed. And I suppose what I've put a question in this evening for our Dublin City Council meeting is to seek clarity from Dublin City Council on what its policy is towards those flags that are being erected, in my view, with hateful intent.
So it's an orchestrated anti-immigrant campaign. Is that the contention?
My contention would be that the tactics that are now being deployed in Dublin and elsewhere, this is not just happening in Dublin, it's happening around the country, are being they're being inspired by the same activity of the far right in the UK, primarily in England, but also of loyalist paramilitaries. And I do think it's incredibly ironic and incredibly rich to see so-called Irish patriots draw inspiration from English nationalists. And I think that's the tactic that has been deployed now. They are trying to mark territory. They're trying to intimidate. They're trying to harass people who call Dublin home, who are not born in Ireland, who don't look like they were born in Ireland. And of course, we know that we are a multicultural city, we are a welcoming city, and I feel that anybody who erects the flag should do it with good intention to celebrate our country and not cause division.
How do you know what somebody's intention is? I guess that's the difficulty, is it?
Absolutely. Look, I think this is not a straightforward issue by any stretch. I'm not pretending that it is. It's complex. It needs from Dublin City Council to be dealt with very, very sensitively. How do you police intent? How do you police motivation? Well, I think you'd start by watching the videos of the people putting them up and listening to what they're saying. They're talking about reclaiming Ireland. They're talking about stopping the invasion. These are the messages that they're sending when they are taking videos of these flags up and when they're putting up these flags. Indeed, a colleague of mine on Dublin City Council, Councillor Malachy Steenson, put up a video claiming the exact issue that I just outlined there on the North Strand. And it took residents of the North Strand, it took a residents committee in the North Strand area to write to Dublin City Council to say, this does not represent our area, this does not represent our community, and we want to see action on this from Dublin City Council. It is not the flying of the flag I have difficulty with, it is the intention of the people who are flying it.
Yeah, so what does action look like in your mind?
Well, I think we need to tread carefully. I think there's no doubt about that. We need to tread carefully. I suppose, ultimately, I do want to see a concrete policy from Dublin City Council on this. I do want to see action. I think where the proliferation of the flags has happened and when it's clear that they have been put up by malicious far-right agitators, I want to see the flags come down. But more importantly, and I think it should be of everyone's interest to do this, I think we need to reclaim the flag. I think we need to stop it being hijacked for far-right anti-immigrant means, as far as I'd be concerned. And how do we do that? I think we need to create positivity around the flag. And I think the Dublin City Council, but indeed national government, have a huge role to play in that.
Might tearing down these flags, though, if they're put up by these far-right agitators, might it not be what they want, or kind of not necessarily what they want? I don't think they're kind of thinking that far ahead, but that it's grist to their mill. You know, they'd love footage of Dublin City Council workers in their Dublin City Council vest tearing down the tricolour. You can imagine it spreading like wildfire. Elon Musk could be resharing it left, right and centre, videos like that.
Yeah, and look, that is absolutely why we must tread carefully here. And I think, you know, this I have no doubts, and I mean, you say you don't give them that enough credit. So I think that there are some organisers in this movement who do forward plan like that, and indeed they are probably setting a trap and they're waiting for us to fall into it. So I do think we need to be very careful with this. And I think the other thing that I'd be really, really concerned about is staff safety. We absolutely have to ensure that whether it's a Dublin City Council worker directly or whether in many instances what will happen it will be a subcontractor, we have to make sure that they're safe. And I think it's really, really important that if Dublin City Council's policy says that they want to take down these flags, that the Gardaí would be there to support them in instances where it could get particularly dangerous or violent towards the staff members involved. Because in many instances, there have been videos taken, Ciarán, there have been videos taken where camera phones are getting shoved in people's faces. And sometimes they're people of migrant backgrounds. So, you know, that is used against them as well when they're subcontracting staff taking down these flags. So it has to be handled very sensitively. No doubt about that.
Who are we, though, to say what the flag represents? You know, it's the, like these people, and I have no time for them or their views, but it's their flag as much as it's our flag. And if to them it represents that, you know, you shut off the kind of flow of migration into this country and you kick out people of colour and you do all of these awful things that would set us back God knows how many years economically, culturally and everything else. I mean, they're as odious as I might find it, they're perfectly entitled to that view and they're perfectly entitled to suggest that to them that's what the flag represents. Like, who are we to say, you know, the flag does not represent that? We it doesn't represent it to me, therefore you shouldn't be allowed to fly it.
Yeah.
And maybe, like, your version of what that flag represents, they might find particularly odious.
Well, I think
odious.
That the history of our flag tells us it is it's a peaceful flag. It was originally established to bring peace on these islands. The white in the middle is supposed to represent
peace. I know, but
for a
long time, people might have said it was hijacked by the provost, you know, and at no stage did any local authority or subcontractors go around tearing it down, even though, you know, people who flew it were suspected of having a sneaking regard for the provost.
Yeah.
We let them fly it.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't disagree in kind of broad brushstrokes with a lot of what you're saying. I'd just be very, very wary about getting into a situation where we're tearing down tricolours.
Well, look, I think that is absolutely why we need clear guidance from Dublin City Council on this. And I think we have to be mindful of the issues you've outlined there, but I think the some of the views you articulated there, which have been articulated online by these actors, when they erect these flags, they call to stop the invasion, they call to deport people who don't have the same skin colour as them. I think those views are absolutely reprehensible, and they want to use our flag to push and platform their hateful rhetoric. I think we shouldn't let them do that. I don't think we should be comfortable with them doing that, and I think we should confront the issue. And I think the idea of softly approaching this and approaching it too conservatively has led to where we are now, which is it is already spreading across our city. It began in one part of our city, it's now all over our city, and it's going to get worse if Dublin City Council doesn't confront it, in my view.
So this leads me actually, and a few people have brought this up by text as well, by way of suggestion. I was going to say it to you. Is there another way of dealing with this, which is to actually saturate the city? You know, like what's the best way to hide a tree in a forest? You know what I mean? That there's a kind of a Dublin City Council puts up their own tricolours, and we have tricolours all the way down the Liffey. There's tricolours up and down Grafton Street. Yeah, you want to avoid the kind of jingoism you see of Union Jacks all the way up the Mall up towards Buckingham Palace or what have you. But that you dilute the impact that throwing up a tricolour has if they're everywhere.
Well, look, I think as a country,
and it's a slightly more positive that allows us to argue that we're actually reclaiming the flag. Yeah, that there's something positive in it.
Yeah. Well, look, I think most Irish people, I think, are more subtle with the nationalism maybe than some of the English and the tricolour, the Union Jacks that we see flying. But I think the point I did make earlier on was we absolutely have to come together to reclaim the flag, because it is being used as a weapon. It is being used as a marker of hate. And I think the idea of filling spaces with positivity and reclaiming the flag and explaining what the flag is and what it should represent, absolutely, fully welcome that, fully want to work on that. And that's why I'm asking Dublin City Council to clarify its position this evening.
Darragh Moriarty, Labour councillor for the Dublin South Central Ward. Darragh, thanks a million for joining us here on the show.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciarán Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.